So things like the staples such as milk, butter, eggs, and bread were from sparrows or from elsewhere?
Well, no, we used to have the milkman come round with horse and cart, a little trap, and milk in the back. There was a butcher's van come round. Think of that. Mr. Everett had a butcher's van, and he used to come round selling meat at the back of the van. And it wasn't refrigerated. No, they just go round all the fens with the sheer meat in the back of the van, beef or pork, and go round and chop your piece off what you thought was about the right size. And milk and that was on, that came from a van, a horse and trap as well. But there was in Littleport, J.H. Martin, they called herself, big farmers, the riot people. They was the riot people, really, but they had a herd of cows and they sold milk in Littleport. And you could go up the Ely Road from Littleport up the Ely Road, and you could go and take your jug and get a jug of milk if you want the fresh cow's milk. But the man used to come round, so I believe I can remember my mother going out the front and taking milk, taking her jug out the front, and the man had an urn in the back of his milk van. So that's where the milk come from, and the butter and things. And then she used to put them in there. She had a long pantry, as we called it, along with all shelves on, and one end was what we called a safe. That was a place which was chilled, that had a cold slab in the bottom of it, and the door was made out of a very, very, very fine material that let the air in, but not the flies and insects, and so that kept it cool in there. And that's how they kept the butter and the milk, if I remember rightly.